There are a number of fairly straightforward techniques for releasing or healing emotional distress. One of these is called the welcome method, and there are others, such as the method of the commentary, the method of seeing and understanding, the method of tapping, and the method of openness to a higher power or to the healing presence. It is not our task to examine any of these here today, but I would like to share with you something about the beginning of all these techniques. All these techniques for achieving emotional freedom, all of them start with a step, usually the first step, of awareness. Awareness of the emotional distress, awareness of the negative emotion or afflictive emotion, awareness of the difficult feeling, such as excessive stress. Now, you might think awareness is awareness, and so long as you are aware of it, it's okay. You don't have to worry about what kind of awareness. However, there is a kind of awareness, different more or less from other kinds of awareness, which does become very useful as a first step in emotional distress methods. And this is what I'm going to try and share with you today. Normally, we are aware of when we are afflicted by a difficult emotion, such as when we are very angry or very afraid, or when we are hurt in our heart. But that common type of awareness has a problem. It is usually of the type, I am afraid, or I am angry, or I am hurt. And therefore, the I, that is feeling the emotion, is very close to the actual emotion, to the actual emotional distress. Now, when something is very close to the I, or even stuck to the I, to the ordinary self or self-image, it is very difficult to move that thing, to cause it to change. So if you're trying to remove or heal or release an emotional distress, it would be best to make sure that it is not stuck to the I that is trying to look at it properly. So the first thing about the new kind of awareness, which we shall call the Belvedere awareness or the lookout awareness, is that you have to take a step back from the emotional distress. You take a step back, as it were, so that you make enough distance between yourself or your observer self on the one hand and the distressing emotion on the other hand, so that you can see it more clearly. This is a bit like a person who is drowning. The person who is drowning is quite aware that she is drowning, but her consciousness is not all that clear because she's too close to the drowning. She will grasp at straws on the water quite uselessly, and so on. While at the same time, if there is another person who is on the shore, as some distance away, looking at what's happening to this drowning woman, this second person's consciousness is more, usually more clear, and more able to find a solution, if such a solution can exist. So your task, if you're going to try the Belvedere awareness or the lookout awareness, is to go to the edge of your consciousness, so to speak, where there is not much thought, there is just observation. That's why it's called a lookout point or a Belvedere, because it's a point where you can observe the landscape, in this case the internal landscape. So you go to the edge of your consciousness and you go to what you can imagine, if you like, to be a glass cabin waiting for you so that you can observe the landscape safely. You can observe your own emotional distress without actually getting double the dose. That is, you can observe your emotional distress without being distressed about your distress, because you're looking at it. Besides taking a step or two backwards from the painful or disturbing emotion or feeling, the other characteristic of this special type of awareness is non-judgmentalism. This requires that when you are looking at your own, let's say, your own anger or your own fear or your own hurt, you, for that time, for the time you're doing this awareness, let's call it exercise, you do not judge, you do not condemn. You do not condemn what you find with your awareness. That means you do not condemn the anger or the fear or the hurt. Neither, for the moment, do you condemn anything or anybody else. So you don't condemn yourself, and you don't condemn any other people whom maybe you think brought on your anger or your fear or your hurt. This non-judgmental attitude seems to be important in this kind of awareness, not only because you think more clearly if you're not condemning something or someone, especially yourself, but also because any kind of condemnation, any kind of judgment in that sense, makes your own self more closed off to the rest of the world, makes you more isolated in yourself. And that's hardly what you want if you're trying to heal yourself or liberate yourself and become a more whole or complete person with proper relationships to the outside world and the inside world. So to summarize, there are two qualities to this Belvedere awareness or lookout awareness. Number one, take a couple of steps back and observe rather than think about the emotional distress. And second point is, while doing this exercise, do not judge, do not condemn either the emotional distress or yourself or anybody else. This lookout awareness or Belvedere awareness is the most appropriate for self-healing and self-liberation. And therefore, it's the best kind of awareness to start with on the methods which you are using. For example, the welcome method starts off with becoming aware of the emotional distress. So if you remember all that, you will not just have any old awareness of your emotional distress, but a Belvedere awareness or a lookout type awareness of your emotional distress. Then you can continue with the other steps of the method. Thank you for listening.